Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hello there. Welcome to Forever 35, a podcast about the things we do to take care of ourselves. I'm Kate Spencer.
And I'm Dori Shafrir.
And we are not experts.
But we are two friends who like to talk a lot about serums.
And this is a mini episode where we hear from you. We share your comments and your thoughts and answer your questions to the best of our ability.
And please do remember, we are not experts. We are just podcast hosts. And we do always encourage you to seek support first and foremost from a doctor and or a mental health professional as needed.
And if you would like to chat with us, you can call us at 781-591-0390. I should clarify, you'll be leaving a voicemail. We won't actually be answering
the phone. This is true. We're not standing by the phone.
Yes, ready to take your call.
Yeah.
Although, didn't we love those infomercials in the 80s?
We did.
And our email is forever35podcast@gmail.com. Dori, we're going to just kick off this podcast party with a voicemail. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Okay. I don't know why I demanded a response from you, but I did. Here we go.
Hi, Kate and Dori. It's Abby, as ever. Long time. I wanted to tell you two things. I wanted to express solidarity with Dori in your concerns about not sort of doing enough with Henry and sort of getting in your own way. I have that conversation with myself every day. And I have come to terms with the fact that I am not going to be the person who ruins my 9-month-old's naps. Like, I just can't do it. I have to really pick and choose the things that are going to make the difference for us in terms of what we're going to do as a family or what he and I are going to do that are going to take him out of his routine. And I just sort of came to terms with that recently. And, like, we have a nanny a couple days a week when I work. And, like, she takes him out, and he, like, sleeps at the library and sleeps in the stroller. And I totally don't care that she does that with him. I just know that that's never going to be me. We make exceptions for, like, very special occasions. I would not say that the pumpkin patch would be one of those. But anyway, just solidarity. That's hard. Secondly, the Trader Joe's, this is totally unrelated, the Trader Joe's Advent calendar, beauty Advent calendar. I bought it yesterday. I took everything out of it because I'm a Jew and I don't celebrate Advent, but I like tiny things. It's a great way to sample all of the amazing Trader Joe's beauty products. If that's not on your Advent calendar radar, please check it out because it's amazing. That is all. Keep up the good work. You guys are great. Bye.
Thank you, Abby.
Abby gets me.
Abby's from Chicago, I believe.
Abby.
There's a Midwestern vibe going on where they just feel like you.
I just like everything that was happening in that voicemail.
I do love the transition of, like, solidarity. Oh, and also Trader Joe's skincare.
That's what this podcast is all about.
It truly is.
Yes.
Was that helpful to hear another person experiencing?
It really was. And, you know, just a it's just a good reminder that at this stage of their lives, like, actually the routine is the most important thing.
I mean, honestly, it's whatever works best for you.
Yeah.
He's not going to know.
No.
You know?
No. But we'll all know if he's tired.
Yes. And the routine helps, I think, the parents as much as the kid.
Totally.
Really, right?
Totally.
We got a lot of listener messages about that Trader Joe's Advent calendar.
And someone posted in the Facebook group that they just picked it up.
Yeah. I haven't been to Trader Joe's this week, but I'll go sniff it out and see if there's still any
left. I want to go sniff it out myself.
Well, okay. While you're there, get some bean taquitos. They're very good.
Okay. Thanks.
Dori,
yes.
This emailer wrote to us in response to a past mini episode question about, should I sell my engagement ring in order to have more money to put toward like my family and buying a house?
Yeah, I thought this was very interesting.
I did too. I really liked having a different point of view. So you and I had both kind of erred on the side of like, sorry, you got to kind of hold on to that ring. Yeah. Someone got it for you. But this person raised a really great point. They said, I wonder if your own personal attachment to your wedding rings influenced your response to the listener. I have never been interested in a fancy ring or was someone that dreamed about my wedding, and my husband knew that when he proposed and he didn't buy a diamond ring. We picked out our wedding bands together and mine cost less than his, $250, and it is a beautiful white gold band with a Celtic knot and is meaningful to me, but I do not miss having a diamond in the slightest. I'm in the conservation field and most of my friends and colleagues only have wedding bands, so it might be the cultural circle that I'm in, but I wanted to say I don't see a problem in anyone selling their engagement ring and don't think someone should feel obligated to keep it if it doesn't feel right anymore. As you both often say, you do you, and they could potentially use that money for something that brings them closer together as a couple, like going on a trip together. As a side note, after I got engaged, I heard of a friend that got a canoe instead of an engagement ring, and I wish I had thought of that. Ha!
An engagement canoe.
What a cool idea, an engagement canoe.
Yeah.
Listener, I'm so glad you weighed in because I hadn't thought about this perspective.
Same.
I really appreciate hearing your point of view on this. And yeah, look, I think one thing that we need to often say, we could be wrong.
Oh, yeah.
Chances are we might be.
Well, it's not even wrong or right in this case. It's just that there are other perspectives to take into consideration.
Good point. And maybe it is worth that original listener bringing it up with their partner.
Yeah.
Yeah. So thank you. Also, if you haven't asked for a canoe yet, or like haven't decided with your partner that instead of an engagement ring, a canoe is what you're going to get, this seems like a new movement. People getting married, get canoes.
Yeah. I mean, even if you don't canoe.
Even if you don't live anywhere near a body of water. Yeah,
just get a canoe.
Get a canoe, put it in your front yard or wear it on your finger. I don't know. Dory?
Yes.
One more voicemail before we take a little pause.
Hi, Kate and Dory. I'm calling you from India. And I have to say, before I ask my question, I love the podcast. I've been listening since day one, and it is the joy and sunlight and happiness in my week. So thank you, thank you, thank you so much. I feel like I have two girlfriends halfway across the world. I happen to live in New Delhi, which, as you may have been following in the news, is now ranked the most polluted place in the world. I know, right? And at the moment, with winter setting in, the pollution becomes really bad and exacerbated. And my question really is, what tips do you have around skincare, but actually self-care in general in pollution? At the moment, all I've done is I've introduced a vitamin C into my skincare routine. I have added a stronger sunscreen to kind of block out, and I try and make sure that I double cleanse my face at the end of the day to get all of the gunk out. But I'm open to suggestions around, you know, is there certain stuff I should be eating or drinking? We have air purifiers in every room to make sure that the air we breathe in when we sleep at least is clean. But any advice, just, you know, physical or psychological related to living in what is basically a chemical toxic mess for part of the year would be super helpful. Thank you for everything you do. And again, you guys are the sunshine in my week. A big, big, big thank you. Bye.
No one's ever called me their sunshine
before. Sunshine of their week.
Yeah, that literally made me like crumble with joy.
I know. It's so sweet.
I love that you're there, listener, listening to us. We are your girlfriends halfway around
we
the
are.
World. Let's just say that.
Yeah.
And you are ours. Gosh. We live in a city with a lot of air and environmental pollution, but I don't think it's quite as bad as what you're dealing with. So that sounds really challenging.
Yes.
Do you have anything that you do to combat pollution in terms of like your skincare or your health?
Well, I was just going to say the air purifiers. We have a couple air purifiers in our house. Cleansing, the double cleansing. I don't double cleanse, but I do like part of the reason I am so kind of militant about taking my makeup off is like even when I'm not wearing makeup, I need to clean my face at the end of the day because I feel like there's just like grime on it. But no, I mean, other than walking around with a mask,
Which you could do.
Which you could do.
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, I'm gonna throw this back out to the listeners.
I am too. I mean, I do think there are some oils and serums that claim to combat, you know, like environmental pollutants. How reliable that actually is, I don't know. I mean, I do think, you know, we're dealing with a massive climate and pollution crisis on a worldwide global scale. And then it also does affect things like the air we breathe and what touches our
face. I mean, to me, this seemed like a sort of grim harbinger of things to come.
Yeah. Yeah. I would be curious if our listeners have tackled this or thought about this. I mean, honestly, listening to your voicemail, listener, it sounded to me like you were being incredibly proactive.
Yeah.
And doing everything right. I think you can go on and on. And I think it's also a little bit of like, how much financially and emotionally do you want to invest? And how much is it kind of just like, well, this is where I live. I'm not going to move.
Yeah.
And so just kind of existing in that space.
And is there anywhere you could like drive on the weekend to get yourself out or take a train somewhere out of the city just to get some fresher air? I mean, maybe make that a priority.
I will tell you, recently I went to Oregon, and right here, right now in California, we have a lot of air pollution in Southern California, but we're also dealing with wildfires. So our air is really polluted and smoky and not pleasant to breathe. And I got off the plane in Oregon and I noticed a difference in the air quality. And I've never experienced like a moment of like, wow, the air is so fresh. It was crazy.
That is crazy.
And also very depressing.
Yeah.
You know, my kids often can't go outside at school.
Oh, really?
Because when these fires are going on, because of the air quality. Yeah. It's really, you know, and that's like, it's affecting people in all sorts of ways. Yeah. Like I'm going to very let us acknowledge our fire privilege here, and we're not evacuating and our homes aren't burning, but it does kind of affect everything. So
yeah.
Let us know, listeners.
Yeah, I'd love to know if anyone has any thoughts, tips, suggestions for our listener in India or any other listeners who might be dealing with polluted living environments.
Yeah. Well, let's take a quick pause.
Okay, let's do that.
And we will come right back.
Mom deserves better than a drugstore card. This Mother's Day, surprise her with a truly special personalized card from Moonpig. Add your favorite photos, a heartfelt message, and we'll even mail it for you the same day, all for just $5. From mom to grandma, we have something to celebrate every mom in your life. Every mom deserves a Moonpig card. Get 50% off your first card at Moonpig.com.
Moonpig.com.
Since 2013, Bombas has donated over 100 million socks, underwear, and T-shirts to those facing homelessness. If we counted those on air, this ad would last over 1,157 days. But if we counted the time it takes to make a donation possible, it would take just a few clicks. Because every time you make a purchase, Bombas donates an item to someone who needs it.
Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
A lot can happen in the next 3 years. Like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans are available for these changing times. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer budget-friendly, flexible coverage for people who are in between jobs or missed open enrollment. The plans last nearly 3 years in some states, with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. So for whatever tomorrow brings, UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans may be for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
I like to care for my skin, duh. And It's also something that I do love to kind of like get into the research on.
You do have a curious mind.
Look, I have a curious mind. I can't help it.
You do.
But today's sponsor, OneSkin, has made that easy because they do their own fantastic research for their products. In fact, their products are scientifically validated to improve your skin's health while targeting the root cause of aging. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin. And they've got several studies to back it up. They also have an amazing new sunscreen.
Ooh, our favorite.
our fave. It's the OS1 Shield Protect and Repair SPF 30 Plus. It's got the peptide. It's a mineral sunscreen. It's got antioxidants. It comes in tinted and untinted. I mean, like, what can't this thing do? I'm just saying. I love it. It's so easy to use, and I love that it's just like zoop, and it feels so nice going on. But don't take my word. Don't take my word for it. OneSkin has over 4,000 five-star reviews and was recently recognized by Fast Company as one of the most innovative brands of 2024. OneSkin is the world's first skin longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code FOREVER at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code FOREVER. After you purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them, and please support your show and tell them we sent you.
So, Dory, on the last mini episode, if you are listening chronologically, we received a ton of listener feedback for nurses. And what was very interesting is that we received almost as much listener feedback on scalps.
Yes. We had, I never know what's going to be like the hot topic.
Who? Yeah. So many people have like really actively gone deep in their scalp care.
Yes. And I love it.
Me too, because you know what? I haven't.
Mm-hmm.
This is an area where I need to learn a lot. So we received so many messages and so many thoughts for this listener whose head was itching so badly that it was causing them to bleed. So here is what one listener had to say.
Hi, Kate and Dory. I always listen on your mini episodes to callers who have to stop what they're doing immediately and pause the pod and call in. And I always laugh. And here I am doing it because I have a good tip that I'd like to share with your listeners. And that was your dry and itchy and flaky friends. I, too, was a dry and itchy and flaky friend. I even went to the dermatologist. I tried their shampoo. I tried charcoal shampoo. I tried apple cider vinegar rinse. I did everything. And I finally found out upon tons of trial and error and research that dry and itchy, flaky scalp is really just product buildup. And while the ACV rinse helped, and I fully support it and still do it occasionally, it wasn't enough. So I have since discovered and fallen in love with and used religiously the Biolage Scalp Sink. It's foamy, it's soft, it's nourishing. I let it sit on my head for just 30 seconds and rinse it off. And I couple that with a little bit of Moroccan oil conditioner, and I have to say, my hair has never been healthy. So, for your dry and itchy and flaky friend, I hope that this recommendation gets to her and it helps.
Okay, product buildup.
Product buildup.
One idea. But spoiler alert, other people had other ideas about what this could be.
Also, I just want to say,
oh yes,
let she who has never paused the pod and called in cast the first stone.
Wow. I also like pause the pod. I had to pause the pod. I feel like that could join the ranks of like,
well, that is a common.
Yeah. And how awesome does that make you feel that someone like, I mean,
no, I mean, that is like a cross podcast.
Oh yes. I had to pause the podcast. Yeah. Yes. Yeah, I mean, yeah. I know it's not just us, but like, it does make me feel.
I know. They good. Had something so urgent.
Yes. That you had to pause the pod.
I had to pause the pod.
So unpause that pod.
Yeah. Keep it going.
Keep it going. But so thank you. I'm so glad you felt the need. I love that. Like, who knows what it's going to be that triggers the urge to pause the pod.
Totally. But sometimes it's dry scalps.
Yeah. Product buildup is something I have. So that was a great suggestion. But here's what a lot of other people said. Seborrheic, I'm probably pronouncing that wrong, dermatitis. Someone wrote in, I'm emailing some suggestions for the listener with dry scalp. I have seborrheic dermatitis, which is a fancy way of saying adult cradle cap. It's focused in the back of my head. Here's what has helped me. Scalp scrub 1 to 2 times a week. I use the brand Frank and Body. Scalp scrub brush. I ordered one on Amazon for $10. It is very gentle and just feels nice. The last one is a bit of a splurge, but is definitely helpful. I will go to my local dry bar or my normal hair salon and have them wash my hair and do a scalp scrub for me. We got a lot of people who said it could be this dermatitis situation.
Interesting.
Yeah. You want to read this next
one? Yeah, I do. Regarding the person who emailed about dandruff / dry scalp, I was a hairdresser for many years, and a common misconception is that dandruff is a dry scalp. Dandruff is actually caused by the overproduction of oil, and dry scalp is obviously the opposite. So if someone actually had dry scalp and they are using a dandruff shampoo, it will make the problem worse and vice versa. So the first step is to determine if the flakes are dandruff or not. Dandruff tends to be more yellow. A quick Google search can show the difference in appearance. If the problem is dandruff, a medicated shampoo will work well. If the problem is dry scalp, some suggestions I have are to use a very soft bristled brush on your scalp. It will gently remove some of the flakes. Follow that with coconut oil or scalp oil. A little dropper works well for this because you can concentrate it right on the scalp and then gently rub it in. The oil can stay in overnight and then shampoo in the morning. Be sure to use a moisturizing shampoo and wash less frequently. Another unrelated hair tip that I found many people didn't know is that shampoo is for your roots where the oil is produced and conditioners for your ends where there's often more damage and no moisture. Hope this helps. You know, when Henry had cradle cap, I got a very soft bristle brush and brushed his hair every night. And now I still brush his hair every night.
I know that's like part of, I remember that was part of your packing list when mm-hmm. you traveled with him, was his little hairbrush.
His little brush.
My kids both had cradle cap and I just put olive oil on their heads and coconut oil on their heads.
And then
I would use a very soft brush to kind of like get the flakes off. It helped. I mean, their heads were very greasy for a long time.
Sure.
I'm talking like a buttered roll. Of a head.
A hairy buttered roll.
Yes. And I don't think putting olive oil, you know, they had a baby's hair.
Yeah.
And they were tiny. Like I think that would be hard to get out now.
Yeah. Agreed.
But did you know this about shampoo and conditioner?
I did. I only put conditioner on my ends.
I do too, but I didn't learn that until like a few years ago.
Oh.
Like my whole life I had been conditioning my roots very actively.
I definitely learned it a while ago.
You did.
I did. And then for a while I didn't use conditioner at all. But that was when I was washing my hair every day.
I see.
And you know, I don't know. I just wasn't using conditioner. But yeah, you know, I also give myself kind of a scalp massage when I shampoo.
Me too.
Because that's supposed to also be good for your scalp.
You just
your
kind
hair.
Of scratch around.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I haven't this kind of soft brush, scalp brush sounds kind of intriguing to me because I do have small flakes. Last email that we would like to share. A listener writes, I had a similar issue after a move from San Francisco to New York. I got a painful, itchy scalp and dandruff for days. It was especially embarrassing to be working at a new job and constantly brushing flakes off my shoulder. After attempting to treat it on my own with oils, scrubs, shampoos, and vinegar rinses, I finally went to the dermatologist. She told me this wasn't dandruff, but scalp psoriasis. It can be triggered by changes in the environment, hello new climate, and also stress, hello new job. She said dandruff is usually all over the scalp, while psoriasis affects certain spots. Mine was at the back of my head, near the nape of my neck. I left the appointment with 3 different prescriptions, and in a matter of days, my symptoms improved by 80%. As much as I love finding treatments in my cabinet, I wish I had gone to the doc so much sooner and figured out what was going on. Hope this is helpful to anyone listening.
Mm.
I mean, as we have started saying up top.
Yes, please consult a doctor.
Consult a doctor.
Yeah.
Before you consult a podcast. Consult a doctor.
Yeah.
I mean, we appreciate you consulting this podcast, but yeah, that seems like a great recommendation. Go to the dermatologist. And you know what's funny?
I said that.
I know. But sometimes I need to hear it from somebody else.
Apparently.
But don't you think, like, I personally, and look, I know you suggested it and I probably would go to you with this concern, but I would never think like, oh, my head is flaking, dermatologist. I forget that your scalp is also your skin.
So I actually did know this because when I had a telium effluvium about 10 years ago.
What is that?
Which is when often due to stress, your hair falls out. I went to a dermatologist. And she was like, you have telium effluvium. You basically just have to like wait it out.
Okay. That was stress related?
Mm-hmm.
Oh my gosh. And how did you wait it out and it improved?
Yeah.
That must have been hard.
Yeah. Yeah.
Your hair has been a real thing.
It's been a real journey.
Yeah, it really has. It's interesting that does stress manifest that way for you still?
I never had that again. But postpartum hair loss is like similar to a telium effluvium.
Jeez, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Well, let's take a break.
Let's do that.
And we'll switch gears.
Small details are big surfaces. Tight corners are odd shapes. Flat, rounded, textured, or tall. Whatever your next project, there's a spray paint pattern that's just right. Because Rust-Oleum's new Custom Spray 5-in-1 gives you control with 5 different spray patterns. So you can tackle nooks, crannies, edges, and curves without worrying about drips, runs, uneven coverage, or anything else. Custom Spray 5-in-1. Only from Rust-Oleum.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.
Okay, the gears have been switched.
Squeak. We switched them. We're going to share a voicemail.
Hi, Kat and Dor. So funny to get to talk to you and call you by your nicknames. I am a longtime listener, first-time caller, and I wanted to call and get y'all's advice, particularly in the realm of self-care after receiving criticism. Dory has talked about her dislike of emails, and I today got an email from a former coworker slash, I guess, sort of supervisor after I inquired about the rehire process. It's a seasonal job, and she let me know that a comment that I had made to her at an end-of-season staff party caused her to think that I was unprofessional and disrespectful and that she would be disinclined to rehire me the next year. I think that the comment was made in a playful spirit and was not at a work setting, but I also, you know, I'm trying to evaluate if I messed up in that situation, and I, of course, responded and apologized and said that I wish that we could have addressed it in the moment. But I'm wondering about what your thoughts are and also, you know, how to stop the spiral of shame and anxiety and feelings of, you know, just never doing things quite right. I'm definitely a recovering perfectionist, holding myself to a high standard. So there's that. But I never want to make other people feel uncomfortable. And I also want to hold myself to professional standards. Anyway, this is kind of a long voicemail, but I hope that I hear back from y'all and that you have a great rest of your day, week, month, year. All right. Happy Wednesday where I am, and can't wait to listen to the podcast. Bye.
Well, here you are.
Listening to yourself on the podcast.
This voicemail really struck me when I first heard
it.
Because
what did you think?
I was just struck at how kind of, I don't know if conscientious is the right word, but how thoughtful this listener has been in response to receiving this feedback. And it really sounded to me like you handled it in an incredibly mature way, and did everything that you could do to resolve the situation. And that if it doesn't go the way you want it to go, I think you can walk away from it, even though it means, you know, even though this is something that's wrapped up in your career, and that means your finances and supporting yourself and possibly other dependents. So that is very frustrating. But it really sounds to me like you came at it from a place of like thoughtful understanding. And I'm not quite sure what else you can do, honestly.
Yeah, to me, it felt like, unfortunately, you kind of need to close this chapter and move on and just, it's a learning experience. And, you know, I think you probably won't, I don't know what you said, but now I think you won't do that again.
Yeah. And it might have been a completely tame statement that somebody else experienced in a way that you were not, you know what I mean? Like, who knows where the other person is coming from in the situation. And I mean, that kind of blurred area, like when you're at a work event or when there's alcohol involved with mm-hmm. work stuff, I mean, it just gets hairy.
Yeah. I mean, I guess it's just a good thing to keep in mind that even when you think something is being said and, like you said, a playful spirit, it might not be taken that way. I would also say, like, try not to beat yourself up about this.
100%.
Like,
yes,
there's nothing to be gained at this point by replaying this and not being kind to yourself. So I think it's just, you just need to move on now.
Yeah. And I would say reflect on all the things that you did right, because even though it seems like it's kind of a negative, upsetting experience, I was just like blown away by the grace in which you handled this.
Yeah,
like,
same.
Truly, you came off sounding amazing. And, you know, I imagine that you will be hired in another situation very quickly because you sound like a total professional. Well, we're going to end on lips, Dory.
I like ending on lips.
That could go so many ways.
Hi, ladies. This is Ashley from Orlando, Florida. I was actually just wondering what you both used for your lips. I am desperately looking for something for overnight to really, I don't want to say plump my lips, but maybe look for something that is, you know, for aging and plumping as well. Or if you use anything during the day. But as I'm getting older, I'm noticing my lips are just not as full and luscious as they used to be. So I'm just wondering what you both use and suggest. Thanks. Love your show.
Well, hello, Orlando.
Hello.
I love Orlando.
You do?
I like going to Disney World.
Yeah, Orlando's great. Did you have suggestions?
Well, I have one suggestion that is annoying because it's not available anymore.
Oh, you sound like me.
Is it? I bet we're going to recommend the same thing. The Tatcha. Last year, we were very fortunate to receive products from Tatcha, and they sent us an overnight lip mask that they no longer sell, and it's great.
Yeah.
And that is what I use. I mean, the other thing I use even more regularly is good old Vaseline every night.
I'm going to make a suggestion that is available.
Okay. Okay.
That was also sent to us, I should say, in the interest of full transparency. It is the Biosance Squalane and Rose Vegan Lip Balm.
Yeah. You just got this.
Mm-hmm. And it is great.
Well, hello.
I really like it. It's very rich. It says on the jar that it nourishes and visibly plumps lips. So I've been using it overnight. You could also use it during the day. It is petroleum free, I should say also. Mm. It has hyaluronic acid in it,
which is very hydrating.
Yes. It has squalane in it. It has algae in it.
Okay.
I really like this lip balm so far. I've been using it for the past week, and I do feel like my lips are just kind of,
they feel good.
They feel good. They're hydrated, and it's been very dry here.
Oh, yes. I mean, I do use Vaseline most nights, every night. I have my whole life since childhood. I love how it makes my lips feel. I don't think Vaseline is plumping them, but it does feel fantastic. Another product that I haven't tried, but I want to, but when I was in Canada recently, it was not available at the pharmacy I was at. shout out to Shoppers, is our old French friend Nukes, N-U-X-E, makes a lip balm with honey. It's the ultra nourishing lip balm, or Rêve de Miel, which is something of honey. I remember that one.
Cool.
And that has like shea butter, honey, almond oil, I think. And I had actually, while I was in the Shoppers, I had Googled like which products to buy, and that had come up in a recommended article, was this lip balm. So if you have access to it, I'm sure you can find it online. I haven't tried it, so I can't endorse it, but that was very intriguing to me.
That is intriguing. Mm-hmm. I'm intrigued.
Mm-hmm. Right?
Yes.
So, unfortunately, again, that Tatcha mask that I love. Also, have you ever tried the Laneige lip sleeping mask, which is at Sephora?
I have.
What did you think of that?
I didn't love it.
Okay.
I will say.
Well, that's all we need to know.
I didn't hate it, but I didn't love it.
I mean, truly, Vaseline is my favorite. I'm going to say it again.
Yeah, but, you know, some people don't want to use a petroleum product.
I know. I get it. So take Dory's advice.
Take my advice, everyone. It's $18, so it's expensive.
This is the Biossance.
This is the Biossance, but I think it is worth it. I'm planning on re-upping when I run out.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's quite an endorsement from you.
I know. I don't re-up everything.
No, a re-up is a big deal, I think, around here.
Yep.
Well, listener, I hope that helps. This seems like a great spot to also open up for listener Rex.
Yeah.
Surely someone has a secret product we don't know about.
Surely. And, you know, winter's right around the corner.
Yeah, we've got to keep these lips moist and supple.
Mm-hmm. I mean, you could always just go back to ye old lip smackers.
But that doesn't actually really keep them moist.
No,
that's the problem.
It doesn't.
So many lip products are so drying.
Yeah. And I just remember those days when I used to use like Blistex.
Mm-hmm. Carmex.
Carmex. I mean, those are just bad for you.
But they smell good.
They smell like you're putting a chemical plant on your lips.
Did you ever use lip venom?
Yes.
Like in the mid, early aughts to plump your lips.
Yes. And it was like a bee sting.
Yes. And it felt tingly and it was very glossy. Mm-hmm. That's I haven't, lip plumping is not an area that I think about much.
Yeah.
But other people do, you know, they do focus on lip plumping.
They
so
do.
Weigh in.
All right. Well.
Well, we're here.
It was great talking to you all.
Thank you so much for calling and emailing. We really appreciate
you. We do. All right. Bye.
Bye.